Welcome to Arkansas Talent Conversations. I'm your host, Kevin Yares. Every week on Arkansas Talent Conversations, we spotlight and present members of the Arkansas Talent Database. Our conversations include artists, actors, independent filmmakers, along with other arts and entertainment professionals here in the state of Arkansas. From Low Gap Media, outside Clinton, Arkansas, this is Arkansas Talent Conversations. Our guest today is Kat Yares, screenwriter, published author, and her most recent book is Cat Tales, Journey into the Velvet Darkness. It contains 13 short stories. Welcome to the show, Kat.
Hello, Kevin.
So, your latest book is Cat Tales, Journeys into the Velvet Darkness, and it contains 13 short stories with the title Revealed Evil. I was really intrigued with the first story, Murder by Modem, and I noticed that the take on that was it was written back in 1990. What gave you the idea for writing Murder by Modem?
Well, at the time, I belonged to Prodigy. It was a computer networking bulletin board type program that you met people online. It was all DOS-based. And one night I wondered, what happened if you met the wrong person?
Okay. I noticed that you have a male character. We won't go too much into the story to give the whole story away. But the male character is definitely personified as a predator. And with today's news, even in the past 5 to 10 years, that has really come forefront into that. And, of course, the ending of the story has a twist and a very strong female character. How come you gave that type of twist to the story and such a strong female character into this story?
Probably because thinking about it, that would have been how I would have acted should I have been confronted with someone like that.
Okay. I noticed that in the book, of the 13 stories, there are a number of real strong female characters, but you also have, what should I say, even some of the male characters have strengths, but yet they're all flawed. How do you base these short stories that are contained in Revealed Evil in this first volume?
Most of the stories in Revealed Evil were based on circumstances and events that I witnessed.
Okay.
At some point or another. Maybe not exactly what you're reading, but what I saw based the story and it grew from there.
I see. Okay. I know that you have a large number of short stories for the overall Journeys into the Velvet Darkness. What prompted you to bring this collection of stories together and perhaps title that for Revealed Evil, and what exactly does that title, Revealed Evil, mean as far as the collection goes?
Well, I was prompted to do this by my husband. He was convinced that there was a market for these stories, even though some had been published, many had not. The first collection, Revealed Evil, for me, it's the stories of what buttons are pushed to cause someone to do what normally they may not.
So I notice in reading through the stories, you do take a lot of characteristics that are really deeply rooted, psychologically deeply rooted, and you have a real excellent talent and grasp of when you make these characters. I found myself thinking a lot about the stories when they were finished.
Well, that's the idea. The idea is I want to make you uncomfortable. I want you to read the story. I want you to think, I know somebody like that. I want you to sit there and go, would they ever try something like this?
We're here with Kat Yares on Arkansas Talent Conversations. One of the probably one of the other short stories in there that actually gave me the shivers when I read it. And of course, we won't give away the story here, but, the fan, the female character is a writer, probably perhaps not unlike yourself, who's finding difficulties in newfound fame. When you came up with that story, again, what was the prompt specifically for that character? And it's actually written in a prose form. It's not necessarily, it's a story, but it's almost in a prose type of setup.
The fan was written to a prompt that I received from a writing group. And the prompt was basically, if you had your druthers, which would you prefer? Fame or to remain anonymous? And as I thought about that, I thought about what fans bring. And that led to the story.
In tie with that, I've noticed that a number of these stories actually almost come together when you read from one story to the next. And the other story I'll bring up, because you just described the fan, is I Wait. And I find that too is also written in a prose, but it's almost like there's a tie with the character and the fan, because you take us on a journey of is this a dream? Is this rebirth? Is this death? And, I find it real intriguing that reading the other stories that this is almost a poem, so to speak, dealing with those three elements.
I Wait, again, was written as prompt. It was supposed to be a 100-word story. I submitted the 100-word story. It was published. The publisher came back to me and he said, can you fill this out 300 words? I did that. He came back again. Can you go to 500 words? And that is how that story evolved from the simple first paragraph to the final story.
I noticed that in the book, it's not really laid out in any type of paragraph form. It's actually laid out like a poem. When you wrote that and as you worked your way through it, did you bring that about like a poem to create it as a prose?
Not really. Really, it was just, okay, let's flesh this part out. What comes next? Let's flesh this out. As I said, it was all because the publisher kept wanting more and more and more.
When you sit down to construct a story, and I know that a lot of these, the stories that are in the first 13 of Revealed Evil, they were done years ago. At that point in time, what was your main motivation for writing these types of stories? And they are dark. Some of the subject matter is taboo. There are some humorous stories in there, and we'll get to that here in a few minutes. But what was the motivation for creating this type, these types of stories?
As a kid, I always loved horror. I always loved stories that stuck with you, that scared you, that made you uncomfortable. And horror was a field that during the 80s and early 90s was just overrun with really bad stuff.
By bad stuff, what do you mean? Too much blood, guts, gore?
Stories that were no stories. It was all for the shock value. And I tried to take that shock value and apply it to, like you say, a lot of taboo subjects that other people were scared to touch. Because to me, those are real things. They aren't creating something false. And I like the truth.
Speaking of which, we're here with Kat Yair. She's our guest here on Arkansas Talent Conversations. You brought up the point of shocking and shock value and taboo. And there's two rather disturbing stories that are included in the in this first volume of Cat's Tales, Journeys to the Velvet Darkness, Revealed Evil. And I've read some criticisms on these stories online, on the internet. And first one is No More Mama. Kind of walk us through that. And again, we don't want to give away the overall ending of the story, but it's a rather brutal story.
It is. But it's a situation that happens more than people like to admit. It's a situation that in the last 4 or 5 years is getting a lot of press attention.
Like with the movie Precious that was just released,
correct.
I believe back in late November or early October, late November.
Correct. It's just a story that I felt compelled to write because I knew it happened and no one believed it.
Almost in a parallel, once again, how you join all the stories together in this first volume of Cat's Tales is another story that's probably just as equally disturbing called Suddenly Sober. And it's told from the character's point of view, and not, again, not to give away too much, but right at the brink of death.
Correct. But it is told from, I tried to tell that story from the point of view of someone who is inherently evil and just doesn't understand that they are. They do not understand that they have done nothing wrong. They're so into themselves that they see nothing other than themselves. I don't want to say sociopathic, but you could get real close to that.
Well, and that is almost an underlying theme. I mean, all the stories are very well written, but that's all 13 stories almost appear as an underlying theme of, I won't say psychological disturbance, but almost they have this thing within themselves that is evil. And yet, not everyone can recognize that evil.
I think, and this is a personal belief, I think everyone has the capacity for evil. But I think that it is something that one consciously chooses at some point or another to follow or to suppress. And some people just don't suppress very well.
I noticed that there's 13 stories in this first volume. Was that just happenstance, or is that part of for the release of the other two volumes that you have coming up?
The other volumes will have 13 stories, too. 13 is just the traditional number for horror and Halloween, and happens to be my favorite number, but...
All right. We're going to take a short break here with our guest, Kat Yeres, author of Cat's Tales, Journey into the Velvet Darkness. Her latest volume is Revealed Evil. It contains 13 short stories, and we'll be right back. We're back, and we're speaking with author and screenwriter Kat Yeres on Arkansas Talent Conversations. On the first part of the show, we kind of got into where, oh, everything was real dark in all of these stories, and not all of them are. I mean, they are horror thriller stories, but there's one in there that I hate to say it, but I was giggling while I was reading it, and that's Eat, Drink, and Make Merry. the whole situation, the entire setup, it builds you up to something. And quite frankly, you know, like all of the stories in this volume, you just don't see coming. What in the world? And I know I asked you before, but that is such a twist of what would be, I would say, anything that's even traditional horror story or a horror thriller story.
No, it's more comedic horror. There is comedy in Bad Things. And Eat, Drink, and Be Merry and Big Bertha was just something I sat down and wrote one night. It just kind of started with this waitress at a truck stop, and it went from there. It was a story written in a single night. It was a story that I looked at it later and said, now, where did that come from?
Okay. There's another story in there also. It's called The Ridge. I read it. And again, I was not only enlightened, but I was humored, because I think it's something that every writer feels. And it's almost up, it's not only uplifting, I think, for a writer, but it's entertaining for a writer, because maybe perhaps a writer may be the only one that understands that story. Maybe not.
I think anyone involved in any creative endeavor understands the critic on the shoulder. You always have this little voice saying, not good enough. You're writing direct. You're doing this. You're doing that. And it's always not what you should be doing. You add to that a real person pretty much mouthing the same words. And you can't get rid of the critic on your shoulder, but you can the other guy.
Our guest today is Kat Yares on Arkansas Talent Conversations. I've also seen recently that since the publication of the book back in August of September of 2009, there's also been now a radio-style audio CD that is going to be released, I believe, the first week of February 2010. What did you think about having that done?
It was interesting. I mean, I had seen my name in print. I had seen my stories in print, you know, for 20 years. But to actually sit down and hear these stories done, as you say, as a radio-style play, it brought them to life even more. It was, did I write that? And it was really kind of cool.
Now, I've also seen on the inside jacket that you were one of the voice actors for some of the stories. You willing to tell us any of the characters that you played, or would you rather just keep that hidden?
That's my secret.
That's your secret. Okay. I know there's a lot of really excellent voice talent on this audio CD, and I have heard it. Some of the stories end just a little bit differently than they do in the book. Why is that? Why weren't the stories taken directly from the book and into the audio CD?
It's the evolvement of time. It's what made them even better than they were originally. Because I don't care who you are, you can go back and read something you've written 10 years ago, and you can think of a better way to do it. And the CDs reflect a better way.
And I also heard that there's going to be a short film perhaps coming up that may be made early this summer, during the summer. Is that still in the works, or where's that?
It's in the works. Hopefully it will come to pass, and it'll be fun. I don't think it'll be the guts and gore fest that many people associate with horror, but hopefully, if we do it right, the viewer will feel uncomfortable.
And that's really what you're after as a writer, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, definitely.
For these types of stories.
Definitely. I'm not after guts and gore. You know, anybody can shock. Anybody can, you know, gross another person out. You know, kids do it all the time. I want something that a week from now, you see something and it reminds you and you go, oh my God. And you start thinking about the story again.
We're here again with Kat Yers on Arkansas Talent Conversations. She is the published author of Cat Tales, Journeys into the Velvet Darkness, Revealed Evil, I believe is the first volume. Okay, let's change up here just a little bit. And I also understand you are a screenwriter, and you have a screenplay out there that's titled Vengeance is Mine. And it takes place in a mythical town of outside of Stanton, Arkansas. Want to describe to us a little bit what that story is about and how this may or may not tie in with Cat's Tales, Journeys into the Velvet Darkness, Volume 1?
Vengeance is Mine, it first started out as a novella. It is the story of two people, really, Macy Jones and Cooter James. The two are as different as night and day. Macy lives in a small village, isolated village, that is controlled by a religious zealot. Cooter, on the other hand, is a hermit. He's seen all the horror he wants to see. He lives above the village and yet has no interaction whatsoever. And Vengeance is the story of how Macy finally escapes. How does it tie in with Revealed Evil? It's another one of those things that what's in your heart will always come out.
Again, in this story, having read the screenplay, the script, it started out as a novella first and then it turned into a screenplay?
Correct.
What was the purpose of that? Why not just keep it into a novella?
Honestly?
Yes.
Novellas don't sell.
Okay.
No one buys a novella. Will the novella form probably come out as a book? Yes. Because as an indie author, I can publish whatever I choose to and then find my following.
Again, Vengeance has another very strong female character who develops and literally evolves before our eyes throughout the story, but yet not in a very typical way, does she?
No, but none of my female characters evolve in the way you would think they would. I don't believe in stereotypes. I hate seeing women as victims. And I like women to be strong on their own terms. And however the character tells me they're going to be strong, that's the way I write them.
We're here speaking with Kat Yers on Arkansas Talent Conversations. What is one of your latest projects here that you have in works? I know personally that you have probably 5 or 6 different pieces of work going on at any one time. What's something that your readers will be able to look forward to here that you have, that you're working on right now?
Right now, I guess what I call my passion project is what will hopefully end up being a novel-length book called The Profiler.
Do you want to elaborate just a little bit more on that without giving too much away?
The Profiler is going to focus on not one, but two serial killers. Again, very much opposite in their line of thinking, in their psychology. And there aren't many female characters in this. The females play a secondary role. I'm going straight for the male characters. And it's one cop's journey to catch not one, but both of these killers, even though catching one makes his roots shake.
Where do you get the, do you come off with the profile or anything off the top of your head, or do you spend a lot of time doing research and really trying to understand the psychology of the characters that you're creating?
When I'm creating short stories, for the most part, it's just off the top of my head. When I create a longer work, I study everything I can find on the subject. You could almost say that I take myself to college for a year and get a degree so that I can write a character that is true, not stereotypical, and doesn't convey themselves as cardboard.
How would you say that your writing has evolved over the years? I've read your bio, and you've been writing for well over 30 years. You've been published over 30 years now. And how do you feel that your writing has evolved from when you began 30 years ago and where you are now today?
30 years ago, I wrote sappy love stories. Of course, that's the way I earned a buck. Today, while I still earn a buck writing, when I'm working on what I call my passion projects, what I'm writing is what I love. It's what interests me at the moment. It's what gets into my soul and doesn't let me go until I put those words on paper. And that's how it's different.
So that's how you've evolved, is that your writing is more from the heart now as opposed to writing for the buck?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. We've got about a minute left here, Kat. And with all of this other thrillers and the horror and anything else, is that mainly what you're concentrating on now? Are the psychological thrillers and the horror works, or do you have anything else? I won't say, I hate to say, uplifting. Not that your work isn't uplifting, because your work is extremely interesting to read, and hopefully all the listeners will be able to listen to the words when the audio CD comes out. But do you have anything else further on down the line after you've accomplished these other projects coming up?
I will probably never leave the horror thriller field. Not all stories have a happy ending. Not all stories work out the way the reader wants them to. And sometimes they shouldn't.
And with that, Kat, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us today on Arkansas Talent Conversations. It's been a joy speaking with you. Thank you for joining us today. Perhaps you can come back again in the future, and we can discuss what you have in further projects.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for listening to Arkansas Talent Conversations, a production of Logat Media. To find out more about Arkansas Talent Conversations and our guests, please visit the Arkansas Talent Database at www.arkansastalentdatabase.ning.com or visit Logat Media at www.logap.com. Until next time, Pekoi Laska Roost.